Springdale.
McGann recently worked as a fifth grade teacher in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And our CBS affiliate in Tulsa got a statement from the district saying he left on his own and he had passed all the background checks. So when it comes to a motive, police say they are still trying to piece it together.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We ask that every Arkansan remember this family and lift them up in prayer and offer condolences and comfort to them in any way that you can.
No word on a motive. Time quickly running out for the nations that have not done so yet to reach deals to avoid President Trump's higher tariffs that kick in tomorrow. The White House says 11 top trading partners have already settled up. South Korea, the latest, agreeing to a 15% levy. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
A 15% rate, it sounds better than 25 or 50. But remember, if this really holds across all of these trading partners, this would be the highest tariff rate since the 1930s.
President Trump posted to Truth Social this morning, tariffs are making America great and rich again. Russia's hit Ukraine with a massive wave of drones, most targeting Kyiv, where a six-year-old boy and his mother are among the eight killed there. The BBC's Jonathan Beale is in the capital.
This comes after that warning from Donald Trump, reducing the timeline that Russia must respond, and it doesn't seem to have had much effect.
Worried you'll lose your job to artificial intelligence? New Microsoft report finds some are safer than others.
The tech giant looked at anonymous conversations between its AI chatbot, Microsoft Bing Copilot, and its users, and found workers who use AI the least and have the most AI-safe jobs include nursing assistants, painters, embalmers, and tire repairers. Dr. Nariman Farvardhan, president of Stevens Institute of Technology, says students need to learn more than skills.
We try to teach students a way to learn on their own for the rest of their lives.
He says people who can innovate alongside AI will be successful. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
SpaceX scheduled to launch its next crew to the International Space Station in a couple of hours. Consultant Bill Harwood.
The new crew doesn't yet know how long they'll be in space because NASA's considering extending normal long-duration flights from 6 months to 8 months. That's intended to help meet Trump administration efforts to reduce spending on the space station project.
S&P futures up 56, NAS futures ahead 284. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 23-year-old from Oak Creek was in court yesterday after crashing his car into Olympia Brown Elementary early Tuesday morning. Police say William Diebold admitted to drinking a few hours before speeding and losing control. Officials are now working to repair the school before classes start in about a month. A Kenosha County water rescue team was called last night near North Point Marina just across the state line after reports of two parasailors in distress on Lake Michigan. High waves initially delayed a rescue attempt. They were eventually found and are safe. A beach hazard advisory is in place through tomorrow morning, with the National Weather Service advising people to stay out of the water. Racine is celebrating 30 years of its main gallery program tonight with 23 young artists showcasing their summer residency work. The free event runs from 6 to 9 at the branch on Washington Avenue and includes a live auction to support the program. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman and UW Parkside Chancellor Lynn Akey recently toured a 139-acre bike trail system near Pets Park. The trails were recently cleaned up and officially established through a partnership between the county and the university. The Wisconsin State Fair opened today and will run through August 10th at the fairgrounds in West Allis. You can get a rundown of what's happening at WIStateFair.com. And the DNR has released their fish stocking numbers from last year, showing over 5 million fish were placed in inland waters and lakes, including Lake Michigan. Species stocked include trout, salmon, muskie, sturgeon, and walleye. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Welcome Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the Packers training camp, where the defense has set a goal to force more turnovers. When the Packers recover at least one fumble, they've won 30 of their last 38 games. Baseball. The Brewers head to Washington to face the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers got blitzed by the Cubs 10-3. Chicago All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong once dyed his hair blue at the start of spring training. Yesterday, he was 3-4 with two doubles, scored a pair of runs, and one RBI, including a hot grounder that got past second baseman Bryce Terang, Pat Murphy.
I mean, that kid, the blue-haired kid, hits the ball really hard, and it was hit really hard. I've seen Bryce make great plays. I don't know if he could make that one. He's been the best defender in the game, and now every time he doesn't make a play or everything, you know, it's like, he's human. But the blue-haired kid was, we had him down two strikes most of the time, and then he just, you know, did a good job of putting it in play after that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
So it's a huge misconception that guys are like dogs and women are like cats. We have it backwards, okay? Guys, you're like cats. You're aloof and emotionally unavailable. Women are exactly like dogs. We're exactly like dogs. We're like, hey, where are you going? 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 Can I go? 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 I'm going to wait right here. 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 I'm going to... Shoes!
That was great.
See, guys, you're like cats. You're like, oh, you're home. Okay, so this is what's gonna happen. You're gonna feed me. Then I'm gonna stare at the window at nothing. Then I'm gonna pass out in the bathroom. Deal? Do we have a deal? Women are like dogs. We clean up after ourselves, right, ladies? You ever seen a dog vomit? Eats it right back up. Yeah, usually does it in private. Eats it up, no evidence. You don't even know what's happened. Guys, you're like cats. You'll just puke anywhere and make a huge scene about it. Can you clean that up? It's so gross. I don't want to touch it. I don't. Here comes a dog. I got it. I got it. I totally got it.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got
sick of its pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
The Monkees, I'm a believer. Only one left. Yeah, who's left? Mickey Dolenz. He's the only monkey left. They're all gone. Whoa. I saw them at Summerfest once. They were on a side stage. They weren't even on the main stage, the Monkees. It's 8:11 local news. Townless sits here at WRJN. Look for sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday with a high in the 70s right through the weekend. Cloudy, 66 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. And I figured out why we have health problems in America. You ready? 34% of people do not realize that cereals are heavy in sugar. How could you not know that? It's 8:12 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Here's White Plains. My baby loves loving.
Radio Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dancing in the Street. That song's been redone by so many groups over the years. Yeah, it's 8:17, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's a strange fish story for you. A couple in New Jersey says that the windshield of their car was shattered by a random fish falling out of the sky. They think it was dropped by an eagle, or at least that's what they're hoping it was.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Racine. Your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Satins in the still of the night. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today, high near 72. Part of cloudy, low 65 tonight. Nice sleeping weather, huh? Sunny tomorrow with a high near 75. Sunny on Saturday with a high near 78. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 79. Right now, it is 67 degrees with clouds and a cool breeze at Radio Park. This is a story of compassion. I love this story. A lynx born at a zoo in Germany was kept trying to escape. So they decided to just set him free. Now, a lynx is a type of wild cat. They prepped him so he knew how to hunt and survive in the wild.
Then they put a GPS tracker on him. So far, he's doing very fine. But they decided they can't keep him at the zoo. He doesn't want to be there. So they set him free. Isn't that a great story of compassion? I love that story. 824 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's Billy Joe Royal.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Yeah.
that was the first hit for the Kinks, wasn't it? Yeah, very first, I can't even speak. Very first hit they ever had. Hey, it's exactly 8:30. Let's check our morning news with somebody who can speak this morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's the second OWI for the guy that crashed into a Racine Unified School Tuesday. 23-year-old William Diebold of Oak Creek was in court yesterday after crashing his car into Olympia Brown Elementary School at just after 2 a.m. Tuesday. A complaint says Diebold admitted to drinking a few hours earlier and was speeding when he lost control and went through the school wall. When police got there were two people found outside the car. His passenger, his girlfriend, said she had minor injuries. The school had been under construction building an addition. Officials are now figuring out how quickly they can get everything fixed in time for classes in a little more than a month. A water rescue team from Kenosha County was called in to help with an issue on Lake Michigan last night south of the state line. It was the report of two parasailers in distress that brought Pleasant Prairie first responders and others to an area near North Point Marina in Winthrop Harbor. Due to high waves, an initial push into the water was delayed. They were eventually found and are safe. There is a warning about getting in the water running through tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service is advising people to stay out of the water during the beach hazard advisory. There's a celebration of 30 years for our Racine Young Artist Program tonight. 23 youth artists will present their summer residency work this evening as part of the Racine Main Gallery program. The works include collaborative furniture art and creative writing, with a live auction for those interested in bidding and helping the cause. The event is free and runs from 6 to 9 at the branch on Washington Avenue. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
When did the History Channel become the network of shows for what people in the Klan do during the day? It's reality shows. My wife, she will only watch reality shows. And the dumber the show, the more she wants to watch it. I cannot be in the room when they're on. Because you will never experience less reality than when you're watching a reality show. You're watching people who aren't actors put into situations created by people who aren't writers, and they're second-guessing how they think you would like to see them behave if this were a real situation, which it's not, and you are passively observing this. You're watching an amateur production of nothing. It's like a photo of a drawing of a hologram. It's the Beatles of wasting your time.
Do and I'll be true, and what may do, and I'll be true. What I'd like for you to say is that you love me here each day.
Here in the Raiders, just like me, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:36. It's a Thursday morning. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 72. A beautiful weekend coming around, too. Cloudy, 67 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Next time you think you can't do something, I want you to remember this story. A couple of years ago, a British woman named Sarah Day Lagarde lost an arm and a leg in a terrible subway accident. She got run over by two subway trains. But she's not letting that hold her back. Now she's heading to Tanzania to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. She'll be the first double prosthetic female amputee to ever do that. No arms, no legs, and she's going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. So the next time you say you can't do something, think about that young lady, huh? She can do it. 8:37, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Dennis Yost and the Classics 4 and Spooky.
In the cool of the evening. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're.
Supposed to have our guest Scott Floyd on this morning. He couldn't make it, but he will be here tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Racine Cardboard Boat Race, which is being held this Saturday at the Harbor Light Yacht Club. And so he'll be in tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. We'll be chatting with him, actually on the phone tomorrow. He couldn't make it today. So we'll find out all about that. That's coming up this Saturday. Should be a lot of fun. This, on the other hand, is gross. A mom in New York says she found blood splattered on her daughter's Burger King kids meal. A fake? Nope. The manager said a worker cut himself. They offered her a refund, but the woman says they need to take it more seriously than that. That would gross me out, I'm telling you. Could you imagine opening your hamburger and finding blood all over it? Ugh! All right, sunshine today with a high near 72. Sunny tomorrow. Again, sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday, highs in the 70s right through the weekend. No rain, just beautiful weather. Right now it's cloudy, breezy, 67 degrees in Radio Park. Up tight, here's Stevie.
Baby, everything is-
Norman Greenbaum Spirit in the Sky, 47 local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. Someone on Reddit asked people to name things that used to be normal but seem totally weird now. And this was one of the best answers. Smoking in hospitals used to be okay. Used to be able to smoke all over the place. I remember my doctor was Dr. Thierman. When I was a kid, when he was examining me, he was smoking a cigarette. He actually blowing smoke in my face. And this is my doctor. Smoking was the norm. You could smoke in movie theaters, restaurants, wherever you wanted to. There was no smoking signs anywhere. Hospitals allowed smoking. That's something, huh?
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. And unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides. The Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. And trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644. Or online at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45, the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and again, music and more, Sturdivant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love?
Somebody to love, Jefferson Airplane, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. So next time you get an Amazon package delivered and you're ready to open it, think about this story. A woman in Colombia ordered an air fryer on Amazon, opened up the box, said to the air fryer, found a lizard in there. That would kind of spook me out if that happened, huh? 854, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Right now I've got the Fifth Dimension Stoned Soul Picnic. Stone Soul Picnic, Fifth Dimension. I'm Don Rosen, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Coming up next, Dan Marcus, then Kurt Vollman, and Chris Marr will be in at 6. There's no Brewers game today. The Brewers have the day off. So that's all straight ahead for you. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. But first, before any of that, here's Jay and the Americans. Come a little bit closer.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The clock is ticking for trade deals, a day before President Trump's August 1st deadline. He's advising Americans not to fear.
Critics said that our tariffs would hurt the economy, but the data shows the exact opposite.
The White House says South Korea is the latest among 11 trading partners to reach an agreement. Seoul settled for 15% tariffs. President Trump says Canada has made a deal very hard after Prime Minister Mark Carney announced his country would